Giddy stood on tip-paw, trying to see the letter.
My paws are clean.
The ancient squirrel's eyes twinkled behind his glasses.
Good. Well, let's see if you can't keep them that way, young sir. I'll read the letter out to you. Listen.
He held the missive at paw's length, commenting before he read it.
Deary me, spelling is not that otter maid's strong point, though she does write with a neat paw. Right. Dear friends, sorry I couldn't stop to say goodbye. I had a dream last night, and the Hyrulane said I must go to Green Isle right away. I hope you find lots of things in the Geminia Tome Book. Here are some words from my dream which may help you. Bide ye not on moss flower shore, hasten to Green Isle. Thy presence there is needed sore in coming time of trial. Leave thy red wall friends to read that tale of ancient life, when Coriam the castaway took Mossgard maid as wife. Their secrets follow in thy wake, lost symbols will be found. There's lots more, but my father and Brink are waiting, so I've got to go now. Pandion's with me too. I'm sure he'll be a great help to me. I'll miss you all very much, and Redwall too. Thank you for your kind aid and friendship. I hope we'll meet again some day. Tyria.
Tribsy dropped his tray and broke out sobbing.
Oh, I shall never see Tyri no more. Same God. Oh, I were girly fond of her. Shame were always kind and nice, and shame were my friend.
Giri and Brinty were affected by their mole friend's tears. They too turned aside and wept quietly. Old Quelt reached out a bony paw to lift up Sister Snowdrop's chin. She was sniffling also, a tear rolling from beneath her small square glasses.
Such a pleasant young otter maid. Oh dear, I hadn't realised how fond of Tyria I'd become.
Old Quelt shook his head in gentle reproof.
My. Just look at you all blubbering away like dippins at bath time. Well, what's it to be, eh? Are you going to waste time crying the day away? Or are you going to do something to help your friend by solving the clues which she left for us?
There followed much wiping of paws and habit sleeves across eyes. Tribsy sat down by his fallen tray and sighed deeply.
I'll be with thee directly, sir, soon as I've had my breakfast.
A moment later, they were all hard at work. Tyria bounded along through Mossflower's summer woodlands as though there were springs on her paws. Her regrets at leaving her home and friends soon vanished with the excitement of embarking on the quest. Pandion circled overhead, while Skipper and Brink trudged along behind, burdened by two large haversacks of supplies.